Jacob. I know you wanted to be a star, so you might want to think about that. All right, Priya, you can introduce yourself even more if you'd like to, and we'd love to hear your wonderful words.
Okay, here we go.
Valuable theory, philosophy, whatever it is, and you find yourself
yourself repeating it over and over again, wouldn't it be that much more beneficial if we could say it once and have it reach multiple people and thousands of people and, you know, millions of people versus trying to say it one on one. And so that's where really I looked to do when I started my own show. And then when it was time to create the network and create other shows, was looking at what are issues that we're facing. And that's where we branched out into having shows on parenting. There are parents all over the world. A show on sex. There are people having sex around the world. You know, a show on relationships. A show on mind fitness. So the issues that are impacting us simultaneously as humans, those are the types of things that we try to branch out into. And being able to access your audience through something like literature or through the media really helps us to have that expanded reach and get out there a lot further than we would be able to do just by spreading word of mouth. And I find too that it allows you that feedback as well, because you start to gauge by many different factors. If you want to go by numbers, you get to know who's actually, if anybody's listening to you or not. And then from the general feedback, and there are days when I find sometimes, and I'm sure those of you out there who have written or are in the media as well, when we share a message or you're slugging it out, trying to keep shows going or keep writing articles, and you wonder, is anybody actually reading this or watching it? And then that one person comes up to you and says, you know what, I watched your episode on this, or I saw that show on that, and it really changed my life. And you're when just at the crux of wanting to give up, you realize, oh, I'm making a difference. And it gives me goosebumps as I say it, because every time it happens, that's how it is. You know that, you know, you don't get that direct feedback when you're in literature or in media, because when someone's reading your work of art or when someone's watching, you're not there with them, and you don't really know oftentimes what how they're responding or how much impact it has. And it isn't everyone who will come back and say to you, you know, that was helpful to me. But it's knowing that you're doing something and that you're sharing where we weren't before. So I think it's very important for the young women of future generations that are coming up. My daughter, I'm 45, I have a daughter who's 20, and she is in university at Ryerson studying journalism. And I didn't even ask her to, so I was like, yay, following the footsteps. But I'm thrilled that she's going to share her voice. When I listen to her opinions, I'm often just astounded by the difference in perspective, but how relevant it is. And it is very important for us to encourage our young women to share, because they're growing up in a different world than we did. Technologically, the social climate, this whole, you know, Me Too, everything is so very different than those of us who have come before them. And it's very important for us to encourage them and also guide them as to how to share their voice. And, you know, as I've matured, I use that word really loosely, but as I've matured in my career and in media and in literature, you know, at first you kind of, I think in our younger years, we want to just shout our opinion out and get it out there, and we don't really care. But I've found over the years that the way we take a little time and how we present our opinions and how we present our philosophies oftentimes will engage a larger audience than shutting out people, because, you know, they close their ears when we're just barking something or shouting or actually physically yelling, that people will actually listen and respond and receive what you're saying if you can take the time to sort of step back and be calm about it, deliver your message in that way. So it's one of the things that I notice in, you know, listening to her with her assignments and some of her classmates as they go through the journalism program, is, you know, being able to guide them in how they present their opinions. And but I do also find that in this particular class and the stories that I hear, that there is a level of them being timid and being shy still. So again, we really do need to do the things that we are doing here today. So to the ladies, thank you so much for providing these forums and continuously creating opportunities for us to support others and lend that hand and shine that light so that we can help guide and encourage those who are coming behind us and those who are beside us and those of us like me who just need a time or someone to say, you know what, keep going, because sometimes it gets a little wearisome and you do wonder, is this really making a difference? So it really helps that we stick together to continue to encourage our young women to use their voices through literature and through the media. and to be able to share what's important and the issues that they're facing, because the issues of a 20-year-old today are very different than the issues of a 20-year-old. I mean, we didn't even have, at the age of 20, there was no such thing as social media. And now today it's so very prevalent and so huge in a young woman's life. So being able to take the principles of literature and media that we may have come up with over the years and be able to guide those that are coming behind us and help them, you know, navigate their way through some of the foundations of being in literature and media and helping them tweak them so that it makes it effective for them is really, really important. Back to the, you know, I heard you say earlier that there are some people that are interested in, you know, getting into media, having TV shows, and what does it do? What I found in having a network is, and I based this with the hosts on my network, because we had about 5 or 6 shows going on, and you know, talking to them and what their goal is. So it's really important to establish what your goal is when you do decide to do TV, and what you're looking to get out of it. So if it's more, for me, it's more of a sharing of the message. So from a business perspective, most of my bread and butter comes from my coaching practice. I also work in energy medicine from there. But I use my TV network as a platform to continue to build my connections with other people, my brand awareness with others, and to be able to, you know, connect with the audience and stay in touch. But I do have some show hosts where it's more important that they use it as a monetization tool so that they're selling commercials and things like that on their show. That's something that's there. So I think that first and foremost, it's really important to determine what it is that you're looking to get out of it and then start to build your model of your show from there. And really stick to it. I think that one of the things I've learned is media takes a long time. It takes a long time for people to start to follow you and build that rapport with you and really want to tune back into you. And I remember even saying to my show host, because having a network, a lot of times the onus gets put on me, and asking them, you know, when you think TV show host, think Ellen DeGeneres, and ask yourself, what TV network is she on? And none of my show hosts can answer me. And so I said to them, you know, isn't that very telling? Because it comes down to the fact that people are really interested in the show host, not so much the network. So when we talk about guidance, again, from that business perspective of being in the media, it's important to know what your brand is, what you stand for, what your message is, what you're looking to accomplish with it. And I think that with anything, having an intention as to what you're looking to achieve when you do something is really at the forefront of importance when you're deciding to, you know, write something or be able to start a talk show or a TV show or get into the media that way. So very, very important. And even when I haven't had it published yet, but writing my own book, it's again, having that purpose of why are we doing this? Oftentimes too, when we're sharing messages, it makes sense to us and it seems like something that everybody should know, but we're not everybody and everybody is not us. So it's really important to break those things down and understand why your message would be important to others. If you can't get to that point, it's how you may be able to present it to others so that they could take something away from it. And one of the things I always said in doing my shows is that it's not about me coming and sharing my ideas and convincing people. My purpose for doing my show was to provoke thought. And if the thought that I provoked within you at the end of my show is that I don't agree with that woman and I totally believe what I believe, I still provoke thought within you, because you've taken the time to validate your own thinking and to confirm what you believe and fire that up within yourself. So that in itself, you know, check. At the end of my show, I'd say, well, that was what I intended. So looking at the chat here and seeing Linda saying that guidance is very important. And that's one thing I will say in my media career, because I really didn't set out to start a network, I should say. And so I didn't have any guidance, really and truly. And to be able to look out there, it's very important for us to be willing to help others and to be open to supporting other people. We're all unique. We will never write the same book twice. We will never, have the same show twice. We're all very unique, and it's so important for us as women to encourage each other and support each other and share. Share what you know. Share what you don't know. Share who you know. And support one another in that capacity. So getting out of that the ladies and I, we just somehow connected, and you know, they've been out to see me, and I've been invited back to do 2 conferences with them, and it's one of those things where we have to reciprocate and keep that network going. Very important in the media, and it's what keeps you alive. Also, in order to do these things, being out there is extremely important. You know, keeping yourself relevant. I know that with social media and things like that, I noted from the literary side of things and from the media side of things, somehow as authors, we don't seem to have as much of a responsibility, maybe not responsibility, but a demand for us to be out there as much on social media. I don't know if it's because there's a myth that there is, you know, writers are more exclusive, elusive, and reclusive, but somehow it doesn't seem as though we have to splash everything on social media from the perspective of being an author. And from the perspective of being in the media, that's also a decision that you need to make, because it's a very different lifestyle of being out there, and you always have to be on and looking for opportunities to be out there, be seen, stay relevant, stay current. And it really is, I believe personally, it's a lifestyle choice to get into that, because you have to be on it all the time. If you disappear, somebody else is in the audience's face. So it's really something, it's a commitment. And so I'm not sure, girls, ladies, just let me know when you want me to stop. So I think I saw a three minute warning, but let me know. You can give me the cut.
Are there questions?
Yes. Uh-huh. Hello.
Hi, I'm really, really short. So is there any questions for her? Maybe about, Winona always has questions. Winona, question. I just wanted to know, so if the author decided that they wanted to enter the media realm, how could they make the transition successfully?
I think with an author that way, it would be to start to, you know, a little bit of a message from their book and start sharing in that capacity, and start networking that way and getting known. I mean, we're always looking to interview authors, so that would definitely be a way to get in and start to get on the circuit of being interviewed for your book, and then start to segue into, once you have that expertise that way, then you would start to segue into doing your own little bits, whether you do them on social media, or you start right on out having your own, you know, your own little podcast or what have you, getting out that way. But definitely going from the expert, from being an expert author or on subject matter, or someone who's written fiction or whatever, and start to being seen that way, being interviewed.
Cheryl, do you want to come on down and be seen, or do you
want to? Okay. How would you recommend an author reach out to someone like
you? No, we have a question from the audience, so give us a second.
Okay,
so, Brandy, hold on, let Cheryl have a question. How do we find your television network? It's from Cheryl.
Oh, okay. It's 365tvnetwork.com. It is online, completely online, and I can put it in the chat there.
Okay, and then how would someone contact an author for the
How would someone...
Your show also.
Just contact us right through the network site. You can contact us, but definitely I would be choosy as an author, because I see the question here is, how would you recommend an author reach out to someone like myself and get an interview? Really be choosy about where you're going in the path, because you know, you want to get to know the audience you're looking for and get interviews with people that would have access to that audience.
Spirit issues. That's amazing. And I'm sure
This has been a presentation of the Inspirational Women in Literature Conference 2018 presented by the Anti-Thought Ladies.